It's time to encounter a day of bliss as we read The Open Heavens, a daily devotional authored by Pastor E.A. Adeboye from the Redeemed Christian Church of God.
Good morning and you're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. If you are looking for something to be grateful for, I think today is a special day that we just have to be grateful to God for. Why is that? This is the first day in the month of August and it's a brand new day. It's a brand new light. And for this, we are grateful to God. No man can do this except He alone, the Redeemer of mankind, the Savior of the universe, our Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, we want to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you for this gift of life. Thank you for the salvation of our souls. Thank you for gathering us together once again this morning. And for everybody listening, Lord Jesus, we are saying thank you. If this is your first time of joining us and you're wondering what we are doing, you're wondering what you're listening to, you're listening to the Open Heaven Hour. This is the time of the day where we get together and listen, as well as share the Word of God, where we get to eat the bread of life, the Word of God, where we get to equip ourselves for our day's battles, the day-to-day activities, everything that life has to throw at us today. This is where we gather ourselves, gather the knowledge, gather the wisdom, and gather the strength to be able to forge ahead. We are always ready for the day. And if you are frequent on this show, you know what time it is. It is time to tell somebody, to tell somebody, to tell every single person that it is time for our devotion. Wake up your family. Wake up your friends. Wake up the neighborhood. Let them join the session. Send the link. Share. Just tell somebody that it is time for our devotion. So if you're ready, let's begin. Once again, I want to welcome you to the first day in the month of August 2024. And for everybody joining, I want to thank you for always tuning in every single morning. This session is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. It's brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotional Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Once again, I want to welcome you. Today, we'll be looking at a topic from the Open Heaven that says, Humility, Pride, and Miracles. Humility, Pride, and Miracles. Our hymn today will be taken from Hymn 8 from the Open Heaven Manual. But if you're not with your manual, I've got you covered. Hymn 8, I need thee every hour. I need thee every hour. Our Bible in 1 year will be taken from Isaiah chapter 64 to 66. Isaiah chapter 64 to chapter 66. Our memory verse today will be taken from the book of 2 Kings chapter 5 verse 13. 2 Kings chapter 5 verse 13. Let's read it together. And his servants came near and spake unto him, and said, My father, if the prophet had bid thee do some great things, wouldest thou not have done it? How much rather then, when he said to thee, Wash and be clean? Once again, our Bible Our memory verse for today will be taken from 2 Kings chapter 5 verse 13. And his servants came near and spake unto him and said, My father, if the prophet had bid thee do some great thing, wouldest thou not have done it? How much rather then, when he said to thee, Wash and be clean. Our Bible reading for today will be taken from the book of Matthew chapter 15, from verse 22 to 28. Matthew chapter 15, from verse 22 to verse 28. Verse 22. And behold, a woman of Canaan came from the region and cried out to him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, son of David. My daughter is severely demon-possessed. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and urged him, saying, Send her away, for she cries out after us. But he answered and said, I was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then she came and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, It is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs. And she said, Yes, Lord, yet even the little dogs eat the crumbs which fall from the master's table. Then Jesus answered and said to her, O woman, great is your faith. Let it be to you as you desire. And her daughter was healed from that very hour. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. The manual today says, God does not give miracles to the proud people. I have noticed that everyone who got a miracle from Jesus approached him in humility. The leper in Matthew chapter 8 from verse 2 to 3 worshipped him. The centurion in Matthew chapter 8 from verse 5 to 10 didn't send a messenger but came personally to ask Jesus to heal his servant. And the woman in Matthew chapter 15 from verse 22 to 28 was practically insulted by Jesus when he likened her to a dog, but she took no offense. On the other hand, everyone that would have gotten a miracle from Jesus but didn't exhibited pride in one way or the other, especially the people of his hometown. In Matthew chapter 13, from verse 54 to 58, the Bible says that he was only able to do a few miracles there. Naaman almost died a leper because of pride. He went to the prophet for healing and was told to go wash in River Jordan. He got angry and wanted to return to his country to die as a leper because he thought that a man of his caliber should not wash in the Jordan River. Thank God his servant who talked sense into his head. Sometimes God will give me an instruction that sounds childish during our Holy Ghost services. Because I am a child in his hands, I will tell the people what he says, and those who are not too big to obey the childish instruction will come back to testify how they got their miracle after obeying him. One time, God told me to call out all those who had back pains and dance around them. That was a very childish thing to do, but I obeyed, and when I was done, their back pains had disappeared. And they could all bend over to touch their toes conveniently. if you are too proud to submit to God, if you are too proud to submit to a man of God, you cannot get a miracle through him. If you are too big to carry out an instruction because it seems beneath your social status, you cannot get a miracle. You must humble yourself before the Most High God if you want to enjoy his miracles. It amazes me that people consult doctors in humility, answering all their questions and surrendering their bodies for examination and treatment. But when they come to God, they act in a proud manner as if they know more than him. Today's Open Heaven comes with a key point that says, if you want a miracle from God, you must put your pride aside and come to him as a child. If you want a miracle from God today, you must put your pride aside and come to him as a child. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. If today's Open Heaven has been a blessing to you, you can also be a blessing to somebody this morning. I want you to share. And how can you do that? You can do that by simply visiting our website at www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on our podcast. You will see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on the share button and share. You can also download to listen over and over again. Let's share the good news. You might just be saving a soul today. Till you hear my voice again, till we gather for another session of the Word of God, I want you to stay blessed. Have a beautiful day today. Stay tuned for the Word of Hope today. God bless you. Are you sick, frustrated, lost, broken, or even feeling alone? Is the weight of your pain holding you down that you find it so difficult to hope? I have come with a good news this morning for you today, and it's that Jesus cares, Jesus loves, and Jesus saves. He is waiting at the corner of your heart to be let in. He is there to heal you, just only if you can open the doors of your heart to him. If you are ready for a brand new beginning right now, I want you to say after me, Lord Jesus, I confess that you are the Son of God. I accept you as my personal Lord and Savior. I give you my past for a brand new future in you. Thank you because I know you have heard me. In Jesus' name I pray. I want to welcome you right now to the family of Christ. God bless you.